Ladies and gentlemen, this is our boat. Not in one way, but in three. First, for those of us who are South Dakotans, this is our boat because it shares the name of our great state. The people of South Dakota over the last few years have been filled with pride as they have met this talented crew and as they have followed the progress of this incredible submarine. There has been a connection made, and as South Dakotans, this is our boat. Secondly, this is our boat as citizens of the United States. This submarine has been paid for by and is to defend our nation. It bears our flag. Its crew takes an oath to this country. Ours is the nation that can put this boat, the most advanced submarine in the history of the world, into commissioning. As citizens of the United States, this is our boat. And finally, this is our boat because of the values that power it, American values. The people gathered here today love freedom and hard work and peace. Accordingly, this boat does not exist to conquer lands or to oppress people. It exists to extend liberty. This boat, its builders, its crew, they all shine with an American spirit, with an American heart. As Americans, this is our boat. Now, the Johnsons are Norwegians, but I have enough Irish blood where I can steal and modify an old Irish proverb for our purposes today. There are good boats, wood boats, boats out to sea, but the best boat is our boat, and may it always be. Ladies and gentlemen, rejoice and be glad. This is our boat.